This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says street child and adult will no longer remain stranded in the country. Federal Affairs Ministry directs local bodies to run the health service even during the time of festival and China to hold one of the biggest ever military parade on Tuesday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said collective effort is necessary to materialize the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali forwarded by the government. Inaugurating the Bhaktapur chapter of Human Service Shelter at Kaushal Tar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said there should be no street child or adult stranded from the family. Saying some people are running after the social side spreading vulgarity and barbarism, the Prime Minister said it was necessary to transform such people with positive thought and social service. Meantime, the Prime Minister also announced a government grant of 10 million rupees to the shelter. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has directed to keep health service intact even during the time of festival. Issuing a statement yesterday, the ministry has directed metropolitans, submetropolitans, municipality and rural municipality to keep the health service unharmed during the time of festival. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said that the journalist should collect and disseminate the news only after analysing the depth and fact of any issues. While inaugurating a newly constructed office building of Federation of Nepalese Journalist FNJ District Chapter in Bonepav, Cabre yesterday, Minister Baskota expressed dissatisfaction over the dissemination of baseless news in the name of being first in covering the news. He urged the media persons to be serious in the sensitivity of news. Police made public the seizure of smuggled clothes confiscated worth 5.5 million rupees stashed in a tourist bus at Budhani Lokanta, Kathmandu. Yesterday, a team of a Metropolitan Police Range seized the illegal garments from a tourist bus parked at Bishnumati of Budhani Lokanta Municipality 5. Police found out about the smuggled clothes during the inspection of the bus that were left on a tent. The illegal garments comprising 3,704 shirts and other garments packed in 41 sacks were stashed in a secret compartment in the bus roof and were brought to Kathmandu without paying the due customs duty, informed a Metropolitan Police Range Police Inspector Bhupendra Giri. The Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers in Karnali Province has said that its attention has been drawn towards the attempt of character assassination of the province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi through a fake Facebook account being operated in his name. In a press statement issued by Chief Minister Shahi's Chief Personal Secretary Khem Bahadur Singh in the public interest in Surkhet yesterday, the office said a fake Facebook account operated in the name of Chief Minister Shahi had attempted character assassination of the Chief Minister. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and the Nepal Council for Standardization has determined criteria for cosmetic items that are imported, produced, being sold and being used in the country. The 101st meeting of the Nepal Council for Standardization held on the chairmanship of Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Matrika Prasad Yadav, recently took the decision to this effect. The move is aimed at curbing the production, sales and use of those cosmetic products that contain harmful elements like lead, mercury, cobalt, arsenic and the like in high ratio. Executive Director of the Center for Public Health and Environment Development, Ram Shah, informed that the criteria included some specific requirements, including limits of acidity or alkalinity in the cosmetic products, microbial contamination, packaging, labeling, samplings, and testing procedures, and the like. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said that Garimai has a significant contribution to the promotion of tourism and economy of the country. Inaugurating via telephone the Sobha Yatra function of the five-year fair of Garimai in Bara district yesterday, President Bhandari expressed the hope that the Garimai fair would help further develop the local culture of the region. She also stressed on the need to develop Garimai region into an international cultural tourist center, expressing confidence that the goal of the federal government to develop Garimai municipality as a model city of the country will be realized. The president expressed her solidarity with the Beti Bacho Beti Padhao program of the provincial government. Nepali Congress General Secretary Dr. Shashank Koirala has said that no forces can defeat Nepali Congress if internal unity inside the party is forced. Speaking in festival greeting exchange program in Kathmandu yesterday, Leader Koirala argued that the incumbent government was moving towards authoritarian activities. Speaking at the same program, Nepali Congress Central Member Arjun Narsingh KC commented that the incumbent government was failing to address people's demands. Nepal and United Arab Emirates have signed an air service agreement. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Bhattarai and UAE Finance Minister Sultan bin Zayed Al Mansouri signed the agreement from their respective sides on the sideline of 40th General Assembly of International Civil Aviation Organization being held in Montreal of Canada. After the agreement, Minister Bhattarai, who is in Canada to participate in the ICAO General Assembly, said the agreement has been supportive to enhance quality air service, making it more credible. The Nepal Telecommunication Authority has directed all cable operator companies, stakeholders and organizations to manage the fragilely placed wires before the Dasain festival. Spokesperson of the authority, Min Prasad Arial, said the unmanaged wires have increased accidents in the city, increasing the risk of fire. An agreement has been signed with Chinese company Sinohydro for the remaining tunnel construction of the Melamji Drinking Water Project. Melamji Drinking Water Development Committee Executive Director Tiresh Khatri and Chinese company Sinohydro Representative Wang Hua signed the agreement yesterday. The committee has awarded the contract to Sinohydro to complete the remaining task of tunnel construction of Melamji Drinking Water Project at the cost of 850 million rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
आमा ढोक गरे
म
सन्चै छु खाना खाइरहेका छु पढाइ पनि राम्रै चल्दैछ एक्जाम सकिएपछि आउँछु स्वास्थ्यको ख्याल गर्नुहोस् राम्ररी बस्नुहोस् है बाई आमा कस्तो लाग्यो केटा कुरा गर्ने तरिका
गलत
गलत
कुराकानी खबर मात्र होइन आत्मीयता पनि हो
अनि पैसा
नेपाल टेलिकमको डे भोइस प्याक लिएपछि बिहान 5 बजेदेखि बेलुका 5 बजेसम्म 9 रुपियाँमा 90 मिनट कुरा गर्न पाइन्छ
मतलब 1 रुपियाँको 10 मिनट मजाले बोल्ने हो अब
स्टार 14-15 डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The monsoon, which generally lasts up to September 23rd, is likely to remain active for 10 more days. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, monsoon does not show any sign to exit, making a shortening of the date of exit from Nepal difficult. Senior meteorologist Santi Kandel shared that monsoon is likely to prevail for 10 more days, given the active monsoon system in the eastern part of the country responsible for causing light to moderate rain in the eastern and central parts of the country. He explained that the monsoon trough was positioned towards southern direction than its average position, causing extension this year. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. China will hold one of its biggest ever military parades on Tuesday at as part of its celebrations for 70 years of Communist Party rule, and Beijing is promising to show off a host of new homegrown weaponry. The military parade, part of a huge day of celebrations, will take place in Tiananmen Square in front of officials, selected members of the public and 188 military attachés from 97 countries. A defense ministry spokesman recently said China had no intention or need to flex its muscles with a display, but that the focus was on demonstrating a peace-loving and responsible China. Chinese President Xi Jinping will review troops along Beijing's major thoroughfare, and afterwards a number of foot armor and aircraft formations will pass through or over Tiananmen Square. At least 36 people were killed after a bus collided with a lorry in eastern China, authorities said. Investigators believe the accident in Jiangsu province happened when the bus carrying 69 people veered across a motorway because of a flat tire. It then crashed into a lorry which was said to be carrying 3 people and moving in the opposite direction. Delhi road accidents are relatively common in China, where traffic rules are often flouted. In addition to the fatalities, another 36 people were reported to have been injured in the crash, with 9 in a serious condition, authorities said on Sunday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places over the eastern and central regions and at a few places over the western region. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 23.8 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 17.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says street child and adult will no longer remain stranded in the country. Federal Affairs Ministry directs local bodies to run the health services even during the time of festival, and China to hold one of the biggest ever military parade on Tuesday. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in. Perform on news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.